Hey everybody, you're listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name's MJ, it's great to have you hanging out with me today. Before I get to the rest of today's episode, I'd like to give my usual quick shout out to my local game store, Guardian Games. It's especially important during these times of the COVID-19 pandemic that you always make sure to buy your Magic products locally, so definitely head on over to your local LGS and definitely help them out in their time of need. You can find Guardian Games at ggportland.com. Today's episode is going to be an episode of the Fun Size Spotlight, where I choose a single card from my collection and I spend a couple minutes talking about why I like it so much. Today's featured card is Lazatep Reaver, a common from War of the Spark. It's a 1/2 zombie beast that costs 1 and a black, and when it enters the battlefield, you amass 1, which means you place a +1/+1 counter on a zombie army you control. If you don't control one, first create a 0/0 black zombie army creature token. As I included in my introductory episode for this channel, I started playing Magic the Gathering right after the War of the Spark set released, back in May of 2019, and I was a very impressionable new player at the time. I really didn't know anything about the different cards, I didn't understand synergy, I definitely didn't understand strategy. Frankly, I barely understood the five colors in the color pie. And Lazatep Reaver was definitely one of the cards that I really clung to in my first few months of playing Magic because it was really a good introduction to me, not only of good Enter the Battlefield effects, but also just of really good value. A lot of players I've spoken with plays Vampire Nighthawk as a really good value creature because it has Flying and Death Touch, which are two amazing keywords that make the Nighthawk so powerful. And that's what I really got out of the Lazatep Reaver. Not only is it a common, so I was able to put 3 or 4 in my early decks when I was going to my first Friday Night Magics, but it was also a really good way to be able to understand how ETBs could be utilized in more advanced games. Because you not only get a 1/2 body for a 2-drop, which isn't horrible, I mean it's not great in Commander, but it's not horrible, but you're also able to get a 1/1 zombie army creature token. So basically, for the cost of 1 and a black, you're able to get 2 creatures out of this with total power 2, total toughness 3. And in Commander, when you're first trying to build your board, or especially if you're working with zombie tribal synergies, this is an extremely important card to be able to have, to be able to get out in the early turns to try to build your board before your opponents can stop you. Even as I've played more and more Magic, and I've really gotten into playing Commander, and I've added a whole lot more cards, decks, and strategies, and I've just become a better player in the last year, year and a half, I still always try to keep at least one Lazatep Reaver in every black deck that I have, just because not only do I enjoy it for the fact that it's basically a 2-for-1 creatures on the battlefield for just 2 mana, but it's also a fairly decent blocker with 2 toughness. It's definitely something that I don't feel bad at all seeing in my opening hand in a Commander game because I can just get it out on turn 2, get that zombie army token, and whether I'm playing one of my Aristocrat-style decks where it gives me some sacrifice fodder, or one of my other decks where I just need a couple of creatures to protect my life total while I'm trying to do some of the other shenanigans in the deck, I've always found Lazatep Reaver to be an extremely useful creature that I will never ever really feel bad about casting because it just provides so much value when you cast it. Now I'd like to hear from you, the listeners. What's your favorite pet card? Or, what's your favorite common card from a recent set? Please leave me a comment below. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to my content at MTG in Quarantine. I'm also available on Twitter at MTG in Quarantine. Well, that about wraps this episode up. My name's MJ. Thank you for hanging out with me today.